Yep.
Okay, Deborah, how close to the window are you?
Oh, I'm right here.
Okay, now, do you want to do Marco Polo, I Love You, or Chief?
I like I Love You.
Okay.
I like I Love You because, you know, if they say I Love You, too, I love you, and sometimes you get it.
Uh-huh. Okay, we'll give you 60 seconds. All you can say when they say welcome to Checkers is I Love You.
And if you get an I Love You, too, back, then you win.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
Let's go.
All right.
Pull up to the clown's mouth.
I'm here. They just haven't said anything yet.
Oh.
Hello, people. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
Hey, yeah. He said it.
Wow, how fast was that?
He didn't say two, but he said, I love you, so he got it back.
Right. Now, okay, listen, you've won. Stay there and try the Seacrest thing.
Oh, wait, I pulled up. I pulled up because there was somebody behind me.
You pulled up. You never say die, do you?
I'm just dying to hear if anybody would say out. Okay, Deborah, congratulations.
They're working there. They're probably working the night shift. So they've probably never seen Idol.
Smiling at me.
Like, Ryan Seacrest is a pop culture icon. The show is transcendent.
Where's your sound effect? Yeah,
I'm homo.
Thank you.
Yeah. Or we should have a sound effect that just says, idiot.
Homo.
Idiot.
Oh, maybe the I Love You is too easy. That was amazingly easy.
Deborah?
Yes.
Congratulations. That's
Thank
a trip
you so
to
much.
A trip to Las Vegas for you from Independence Air. FlyEye.com. Have a great time out in Vegas.
Thank you. I tried at a look around cafe, but they had no drive through windows.
No, not yet. We're working on it,
someday.
Though.
Hold on.
Someday
we will. Thanks. Somebody else to play. Hello, Lance?
Yes.
Lance that Boyle. Lance?
What
fast food joint are you at, my friend?
McDonald's.
All right, McDonald's. Love them.
That's usually a level of hostility.
Here we go.
That's a joke, incidentally.
I'd like to try the Seacrest thing again.
Okay.
Because I'm crazy that way. Another trip for Vegas. What the hell?
No, I think it's the way people are saying it. They go, Seacrest. Yeah. Punch it like he does. Seacrest.
I will definitely try it. I'm pulling up to the window as we speak. I had pulled away from it because I thought I had already lost my chance. So I'm pulling back up right now.
All right.
Okay.
I just want to through about
yes,
three
just,
stops.
Yes. Just roll down the window.
Or what if he just? Right. What if he just?
Here it comes.
Over and off.
I'm gonna put you on speakerphone. Here I go.
Oh gosh.
All right. Seacrest. Oh. He said it.
No. The crap detector is.
Yeah,
so,
it could be. Yeah.
This is so BS.
No, I'm going to the window. You can talk to him. I swear to God.
Okay, Lance, go on up to the window. Mike, maybe the guy got a winner.
What if?
Maybe he drove through it once before.
Yeah, it's also possible.
No. I swear to God, I waited 40 minutes, I swear.
Okay. All right, go up to the window.
All right, I'm behind the car at the window right now. Okay. If it's faster, I can get out and go in if you want.
No. Lance, it's fine. Stay right there. So you said Seacrest, and he said out.
Yeah.
Like the first time.
Second third time.
Yeah, I said three.
The first time.
Is your mom alive?
Yes.
Do you swear on your mom's life that wasn't set up?
And
definitely.
Hold on. Before you charge into that, it's a very serious thing to do.
Yeah.
It is.
Mike takes his crap detector seriously. Think about that. Your mother on a slab.
If you came clean with us, we might, and I mean might, be prepared to offer you a consolation prize.
Oh, your crap detectors are very good, and I would never, never mess with those. I swear to God, and I swear on my mother's life.
Can we talk to the guy in the restaurant?
Yeah, he's giving the guy in front of me the money back
and
that's change.
That's a loose use of the word restaurant.
Uh-huh. Yes, it is.
A McDonald's.
He looks like a pretty good guy, so I'm driving up there right now to see if he'll talk to you.
I only say that because for whatever reason here in D.C. for like 15 years, whoever the witch is that's in charge of buying advertising for McDonald's.
Here he is right here.
No matter how big our ratings are, they won't buy advertising.
I know.
John and Mike?
Yes.
Here he is right here. I'm handing the phone over.
Tell him he's going to be on the radio.
You're going to be on the radio. Is that okay? All right, hold on.
Okay.
Yes, hello?
Yes, hello. Hi, my friend. This is Don and Mike. Yep. And you work at McDonald's?
Yes.
What's your shift?
What was that?
Oh, he had trouble hearing now. What's your shift?
on my zip code?
No.
What's your shift?
What shift do you work? What are your hours?
I work at the night shift, on night shift.
And how long have you worked there at McDonald's?
I've been here 3-2 years.
We're just trying to find out if you're lying. What, my friend who doesn't like our listeners very much.
Stop it. Why don't you offer this guy a trip to Las Vegas if you rest the other guy out?
Well, why don't you go ahead?
Hey, you know, if you come clean with us, the guy, we want to find out if this guy prearranged that, where he would say Seacrest and you would say out. Did he come by your drive-thru one other time and say, hey, if I say Seacrest, say out, I'm playing a radio contest?
Did he?
Well.
Hold on. Did he or not?
Yeah, you tell us. That's fine. You're not going to get in trouble, neither is he.
Oh.
So he did do that, right?
Hold on.
Well, what exactly?
Not exactly.
Okay, hold on. Okay. Be more specific then. Mike's going to stand now. Cock of the walk.
Yeah. Thank
no, you. No way. He didn't do that. No, nothing.
Hold on. You're lying, dude.
You're lying. Come on. Hey, you know something? If you came clean with this, there might be a prize in it for you.
Hey, you better tell Lance that he better call a nice funeral home.
Right.
Because his mom's going to die soon.
Yeah. He swore on his mom's life.
Hmm.
Yeah, do you have any kids?
I can't really hardly hear you.
Do you have any kids?
No kids.
Do you have any kids?
Of course he does.
No, I have no kids.
Uh-huh. You have no kids. Is your mother still alive?
Yeah.
Thank you, Rob.
Would you swear on your mother's life that this guy did not arrange anything with you?
He's like the McBurglar.
Oh, no comment.
No comment. I rest my
right.
case.
Yeah, thank
Good
you.
Good job, Mike.
Would you put Lance Boyle back on the phone, please?
Okay.
Thank you.
Scum.
Okay,
I'm back.
You are scum.
Hey, Lance, listen, here I was, standing up for you, believing you. As soon as we offered that guy, I take it back, as soon as Mike offered the guy the trip, he ratted you out, dude.
That's because he wanted a free trip. Mm-hmm. I swear to God.
Oh, don't keep it going, Lance.
Please.
Don't. You're making it worse. You're making me angrier.
Lance,
tell the truth,
Now your mom's going to die, Lance.
I didn't.
You
didn't,
did.
I,
you made some kind of arrangement with him, Lance.
No.
Yes, you did.
It's a truck stop McDonald's, and I don't even dare go in there, let alone make a deal.
You're
wrong. Well, but Lance, that, you know how you make a deal? You drive through the drive-thru twice.
What?
Now tell the truth.
No, I'm telling you. I told you the truth. I swear to God.
God, you are lower than low.
Take a moment, Lance, and think of them draining the blood out of your mother's veins.
This is
placing it with embalming fluid.
Lance, this is Mama. I'm dead. And the coroner is having sex with my dead body.
Well.
Last chance to get anything at all, Lance.
No, I'm sorry. I did not lie to you.
You're
guys.
A lot. Yes, you. Well, how come the guy said he prearranged something with you?
I was watching him, and the more you were talking to him, the bigger his smile got. So you were obviously offering him a trip or something.
No.
All right. Well, either way, I don't know what to do.
Where are you from, Lance?
Well, I sound honest. I mean, I'm from Fredericksburg.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I was going to give the guy the trip. Then I think Mike proved that the guy we had this.
The guy didn't need to say anything. The guy said no comment.
Too hinky.
I think you should prevent him from even traveling to Las Vegas on his own.
And now we got to check the obits every day.
Yep.
Maybe take the guy to the drive-thru with me to Las Vegas. Oh, God.
Yeah, that'd be convenient.
Well, because you know him already, right?
Yeah, right.
Oh, Lance.
Lance.
You're holding on to it, Lance. I admire your tenacity.
Well, Lance, as your
arm... But I totally disrespect your dishonesty.
As your wristbands say, live strong, Lance. Live strong.
Thank you.
Anything you want to say, Lance, before we hang up on you?
No.
No.
Yeah, there you go.
Perhaps we'll give our best to the rest of NSYNC.
Lance, we're going to play the Lance game. I'm out.
It's amazing. People are amazing.
Owning a radio
was like for dogs. You've got a gift.
Found a way to bring
You're very good. They usually crack at the end there. He on his mother's life.
Yeah. You've got a gift. I swear to God.
You are amazing.
I heard the guy say out, and I thought, hey, winner. We got a big
winner.
Double winner here today. And right away, see, this is what you don't get about Mike, because it's nonverbal. Mm-hmm. I just see him frown, shake his head like, no.
Oh, it's easy.
Maybe his mom's
already dead. Maybe that was a lie, too.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's right, Rob. That's right. The mom already dead. He lied about his mom being alive.
The widow Lance.
You see, if you lie about, you know, your mom being alive,
that's fine.
That's true.
That's another one to remember.
You know what he'll do? He'll freeze the corpse and float on it to Las Vegas.
Buzz,
yes.
What is your lead story on the news and comments tonight? Nice crap detector, Mike.
Thank you very much.
Nice crap detector.
Thank you, but, you know, still,
way to go.
I wanted a little more definitive confirmation of the lie. You know, that guy, no comment.
Yeah. No, you guys, listen, no comment equals yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure. It's like someone saying to Lauren McCarthy, do you have a big ass? Oh, no comment.
Big and pretty.
Lord. But let me just say, baby got back.
Lord.
You understand what I'm saying, Lauren McCarthy?
Gotcha.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna.
What's
Mike.
Your lead story tonight?
Would you pay a ransom to a hacker who'd stolen your personal information?
Would you?
Would you?
Would
wow.
you?
Scary. Yeah.
I don't know.
That's
okay.
the latest thing. I'll
Stay
tell you
tuned,
about.
Everybody.
Stay
okay.
tuned for news and comment
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
The Mike Show. Mike, that was very...
Professional Lance that boil.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Garn, they've done something even more difficult. They wrote a book.
Right.
Don and Mike.
Hey, DonandMikeWebsite.com. That's where you go. You get the daily transcript of all the brilliant things we say and also the audio highlight every day.
And a lot of other weird stuff in there.
And a lot of good pictures there, too. Lots of pictures of Smear Factor, all that other junk. Buzz's picture is up there. Just checking because it's Buzz News time.
Paris Hilton's there, too. See that?
Oh, man, you got to see that. Yeah, that links up to there. Paris Hilton, Buzz Burbank. Buzz Viramax. Tell me about Viramax, Buzz.
It's doctor-tested.
I'm going to call for doctor.
Clinically approved. You should try VMAX.
1-888 try VMAX.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good job on memory.
Right. Like 5 years every day.
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah, they've been, and thanks to them.
Yes, God bless them.
They've been number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer. 1-888-TRY-VMAX.
They have had a long, long, hard relationship with us.
Thanks for standing
Rock hard.
For them.
Rock hard relationship.
Computer hackers are just modern-day pirates who pillage and rob for fun and profit, but this is where their antics get a little less romantic. They can now hold hostage documents in your computer and refuse to release them to you until you pay the ransom. Going rate is $200. Depending on the documents, including your collection of photographs, the price could go even higher. There have even been cases in which the demand was tens of thousands of dollars. Forget spyware, this is ransomware. The first reported victim is a corporation not yet identified, but the hacker locked up their spreadsheets and refused to tell the company how to unlock them until it paid the ransom.
Hold on.